As of Monday, local and state authorities had released roughly 950 people from the Allegheny County Jail due to fears over the coronavirus. But 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports the jail also houses about 250 people being tried in federal court, and federal prosecutors are making it much harder for them to be released.
Michael Brogley has been in Allegheny County Jail for 9 months on a federal drug conspiracy charge. His sister, Denise Puglisi, says he agreed to plead guilty for a sentence between 8 and 14 months, which means, in theory, he could be set free today. But the court hearing where that would happen isn't scheduled until July, and with cases of coronavirus already found in the county jail, Puglisi is scared.
That he's going to get it and die. I don't sleep. He shouldn't be there. He has uncontrollable high blood pressure, and he shouldn't be there.
Jails and prisons can be hotbeds for coronavirus. The infection rate at New York City's Rikers Island Jail, for example, is over 7 times that of the city itself. The number of cases in Chicago's Cook County Jail has soared to more than 30 times the rate outside its walls. Puglisi says her brother could stay with her on home confinement and that she would make sure he doesn't miss his next hearing.
I mean, I offered to pay for the monitor. He has a place to go. He's not going nowhere.
Brogley's attorney has asked to have his client put on house arrest or to have his hearing scheduled for next month. Prosecutors hadn't responded before this story was filed, but they haven't shown much interest in releasing anyone early. The federal public defender for Western Pennsylvania, Lisa Freeland, says court-appointed lawyers have requested more than 40 corona-related releases. She says many of those were for people eligible for home confinement or early release, but U.S. attorneys have opposed all but one of them.
If you look at some of the responses that have been filed and some of the orders that have been entered, the narrative is that, you know, COVID-19 is a problem, but it's not a problem that we're going to address for this population.
That outlook contrasts sharply from local courts, where prosecutors often haven't opposed and sometimes even assisted efforts to expedite hundreds of releases. ACLU of Pennsylvania legal director Vic Volchek says he thinks the Fed's harder line approach starts at the top.
From the president to the Justice Department on down, they are just more resistant to releasing anybody.
Federal authorities have released prisoners from some hard-hit facilities. And in a statement, Western Pennsylvania's U.S. Attorney Scott Brady says his office weighs inmates' health needs when responding to a request for release. But Brady says federal law precludes freeing people who pose a danger to public safety or are likely to flee. Former federal prosecutor Bruce Yankoviak says these are key concerns.
Imagine, if you will, the reaction if an individual who was released pretrial committed another very serious offense. That will cause the kind of public outcry that is really going to shake the system down to its very foundations.
In court filings, federal prosecutors and judges have argued that people behind bars face the same risk from coronavirus as anyone else. Data suggests that isn't true, and Yankoviak has his doubts.
As much as the prison system makes an effort to try to keep people safe, I don't think anyone's ever held up a prison system as being the societal model of good health care.
Freeland warns that prisoners who contract the virus can end up in public hospitals or transmit it to staff who live in the wider community.
And reducing the prison and jail populations now, because of that reality, will save the lives not only of our clients who are incarcerated, but prison and jail staff and people in the broader community.
That's why, in a pandemic, Freeland says the best way to protect public safety is to set some prisoners free. Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.